What a precious gift this image is, isn't it? I used it last night for the final session of the Vibrational Excellence first module, and it's just precious. That's all you can say. This man sits out in front of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris almost every day, and this photographer just couldn't help himself but take this image. And it is, again, precious. And what it displays for us is to live a bliss. No matter what that bliss is, to follow it, to abide within it, to sit within it, and realize that that actually is the supreme harmony that all of us can bring to the world. Harmony has many shapes and forms, just like abundance. And we cannot compare or contrast them because they are all harmony. We cannot say that one form of harmony or joy is better than another. No, but we can use ourselves and our clarity of mind, our joy within our beingness, and say, am I in harmony right now? And furthermore, if I am in harmony, of course, that then ripples out for me, and I can suggest, as can you, that if we are in harmony, then harmony is going out into the world. And this is what we need to acknowledge, because this is our times. We look out and we see the destruction that humanity has done to the world by being not in harmony. And we see how Mother Nature ceaselessly finds a balance within the constructs of itself, within the constructs of its order, which is a harmonious order. Within ourselves, our chakras and our subtle systems are in constant flux and flow, always seeking a new harmony. But a harmony is not a stasis, it is not a torpor. It is a vibrant, dynamic, joyful sense of being. We smile. We take a long, slow, deep breath. We settle together, breathing in and breathing out. We can abide in this. Simply abide. We feel the organization of our body, our emotions, our mind, our inner nature. And maybe you feel the vibrations interacting from within yourself. Within that voluminous feeling, create a breath up, a point of awareness. Breath goes out and down, but simply breath up again, same point of awareness. It is a single point, maybe like a searchlight or a lighthouse beam. Hold that singularity within the voluminous expansiveness of who and what you are. Because this little mechanism that we are doing right now and have done before, this is actually the source of our sense of identity. This is our source of one, single, a person. It is this beam of light, this focal point of awareness that then becomes our sense of identity. And at the same time, we are this voluminous, majestic configuration and interpenetration of vibrations and layers of being. So open to the layers. Feel them as vibration, however you do. You might also feel a lot of space. After that, take your time. We're going to sit in silence for a long time. After that, then create that breath up, single-pointed focus, and then sit. Acute, aware, awareness. Breathing in and breathing out. We always keep awareness of the breath simply because the breath is life and the vibrational flow of life. So we catch ourselves if we're off on a trail or getting lazy in our mind. We breathe again, straighten our back again if necessary, and just stay really present. And then once we have established this, we begin to wish it into the world. Realize that we are vibrational beings and we are emanating this excellence of the moment, this awareness, this expanded quality of heart, mind. We're emanating it just by sitting. And let us conjure in our mind the image of this man, or even briefly open your eyes again. Pigeons on both his shoulders, and such a joy, the joy of moment, and the freedom of being in full harmony with the moment. The gift of the photograph and his gift to the world is to simply be. Are we in joy in our moment? And therefore, are we abiding in the harmony when our inner nature and our outer expression are in sync? We are happy. And of course, it can happen within our responsibilities and our tasks, as well as within our off time. And in fact, it's imperative that it happen more and more within our responsibilities and tasks, and that is possible when those tasks and responsibilities are aligned with our inner nature. And so it won't be a personality criteria that will determine that. It will simply be a state of harmony, because our inner nature is macrocosmic. It doesn't have personal preferences. And it always looks at what is the benefit to others through this action, this set of words, this vibrational being expressing. So we smile again for our last 10 minutes. We smile. It is easy to be a human being, and it is easy to bring forward the fullness of our beingness. In that ease is the flow of harmony. In that ease is the change of the world, the transformation of a world. And we are alive right now because it is a transformation time. We smile with that. Whatever responsibilities that we have through the day, there actually is a bigger one in which our small daily responsibilities, yes, are important and must be accomplished. But the bigger one is simply greater harmony, alignment with ourself, realizing that as we do that, we are affecting the world. And so we smile. Sit well. Feel the height of awareness, the spacious voluminousness of our incarnated nature, all its layers. We breathe in, breathe out as one point of awareness within the full awareness of being. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath. Let us open our eyes as we complete our sitting and gaze one more time at this gentle, joyous human being. Hair flowing in the wind, pigeons on his shoulders. Look in those eyes. He is happy and makes himself happy in the ways that he does. And all that is important is that we are happy in the ways that serve us and that we support the happiness of other people. Imagine that, a whole world actually happy instead of sad or angry or confused or belittled. Imagine a whole world happy. Obviously the pigeons are happy, as well as this man. We smile and complete our sitting because this is why we exist. To make the whole world happy. And to be happy ourselves. Love you all. Create your day.